Part 2. The Exuberance of Life. The One and Only Existence. The biologists have wondered how life is initiated. Why, life is not initiated. It is. It always was. It is self-existent and self-sufficient and self-sustained. It was never made or created. It never started, nor will it ever end. Life is the only power and presence in the universe. It has no enemies in the form of disease or disaster or years. And this life retains its energy, vitality, health, and endlessness when individualized as you. It is in unlabored and peaceful operation in every area of your geography. It manifests itself as you. Pronounce the above facts, and as many other facts of existence as come to you. Go through the rehearsal many times a day, not glibly, but intelligently. Abandon the bromides you have been talking. In interviews with yourself, develop a new conversation, a conversation meaningful and dynamic. Let me hear from you pretty soon. You can be the master of your ailment by giving your soliloquy an upward direction. By a simple turn of thought and word, you can change the foregoing phraseology to fit your business or personal or other problems. Of course, you will not become resigned to that cane or to any form of infirmity. On the contrary, you will insist that you are in the full possession of your strength and liveliness. They cannot give way or get out of order, because they are the outpourings of that omnipresent life which will never fade or fail in any detail. Life, which is but another name for the Almighty, is incessantly and irrepressibly in action. It can know no opposition or derangement, and life is everywhere and all-pervasive. These facts are open to observation. Nothing can be clearer. Hence it is that life is unlaboredly in operation throughout your domain, even where pain or weakness or interference may try to lift its voice. Your difficulty, then, is not there, after all. Indeed, it is not existent. Never can it rise above illusion or obsession. Peace and perfection characterize his world, and his world is your world. You ask about walking. Be moderate, I should say. Walk a little. Do not walk all you can. After a while, you will walk a bit more. But do not walk until you are tired. Stop while you still feel fresh. And do not walk at all if by any chance it should be excruciating. In other words, practice your usual good sense. A prudent person makes her health the first consideration. So you are making recovery your first objective. And if a practitioner can help, by all means enlist his services, even if it does strain your budget. This answers your two major questions. I will try to answer any further queries whenever you give me a buzz. Why not do so once in a while? You can get a good treatment right over the telephone, you know. Here is a dynamic treatment, and yet how simple and easy. I am the temple of the living God. Say it slowly and solemnly. Then do not rush off on some tangent. Hold thought in line with this stimulating sentiment. Presently say it again. I am the temple of the living God. And say it at frequent intervals all day long, refusing to be distracted by conflicting thoughts or arguments. Certainly you will not recite it parrot-like, although that would be better than contrary recitations. You will declare it with a pretty clear realization of its meaning. What will happen the while? Consciousness will form you anew. You will find that your legs behave as well as your arms, and vice versa. And you will find that they all behave so well, you scarcely know they are present. You did not know you had them when you were a girl, and how free and joyous life was. That same freedom is asking you to accept it today.